The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, I think we've all now seen the vision of the all-rounder Ben Stokes outside that club. Adam Gilchrist, I note that Piers Morgan is saying today he was actually defending two gay blokes.
Interesting, that insight. I've not seen any evidence of that, but then maybe that's what Alex Hales is saying. He's the guy, the fellow cricketer who was with Ben Stokes and who has also been suspended from England duty pending the police investigation. But Ben Stokes himself is said to be fragile and devastated and has apologised to cricket chiefs. And the trouble is, you see, it's about a minute and 5 seconds, isn't it? And he throws 15 punches and it does not look good because it doesn't look like he can be restrained. He won't back off at a certain point. But clearly, things had riled Ben Stokes. I mean, he is a player who's been riled on the pitch before and once or twice in the dressing room, but I mean, this goes beyond the pale, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, the problem he got it in from a cricketing point of view, he's now got a broken finger.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I mean, they can heal pretty quickly, and it is right at the end of the England season, but then they're due to come your way in, what, 8 weeks? I guess that's time enough for a fracture of a finger to heal. But the point is, will everything be sorted out in time to tour? And frankly, the England team at the moment, they have some strong points, but Ben Stokes is absolutely one of them. If you take him out of the team, it's a considerably weakened team. And of course, this doesn't exonerate anything at all. You know, we have to go through the due process. But nonetheless, this will be quite a blow to England's Ashes hopes.
And the police have got a new video out on what to do in a terror attack.
Yeah, it's sort of new old advice, I suppose, but nonetheless, they are particularly targeting children and teenagers with this video advice. And the phrase run, hide, tell is in particular used in this film. There are all sorts of sports stars and the TV adventurer Bear Grylls and other celebrities who are fronting this campaign. There is concern that in the age of, you know, certain atrocities and incidents and mobile phones, people are frankly much more likely to record, download, share rather than run, hide, tell. So, I mean, this says a fair bit about the UK in the year 2017. Number one, that there has to be widespread advice about what you do if you're confronted by a terrorist.
Yeah, it's pretty dreadful, actually, pretty terrifying that they have to do that. Thank you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist there in the UK.